I am happiest when I am giving. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am happiest when I am giving. Well, how does the Absolute Philosopher give? Well, how does anyone give? We all live our lives in very exceedingly complex ways and beautiful ways and ways bound by the physical and bound by the mental and bound by the spiritual and bound by all of these things where actually we are free spirits. We are free spirits to give and be ourselves at any time we want. Now, as a free spirit, if I have, say, $1 million, and I want to share that $1 million with my friends, I can go out and share that $1 million with my friends and just give that money to whomever I wish. I can go to some friend of mine who's having great difficulty and give them $100,000. And that person will take that $100,000 and they may misuse it, they may take it, and they may spend it on the improper things, as far as my attitude would be, but I have given it freely and openly, and it doesn't make any difference to me. Now, I go to some church, and I give them $100,000, and I say, go and have fun and enjoy yourself. What do you mean have fun? This is a spiritual organization. We've got to be spiritual, and we've got to do things that are always beneficial to other people. Hey! Be beneficial to yourself. Be beneficial to your own organization. Be beneficial to who you are. Who are you? What is life all about for you? Hey, this, I don't care what you do with the money. Throw it down the drain. And I give money to an idiot. And this idiot has no conception of what money is all about. And he is mentally just off in another area of thinking where money doesn't mean a thing. He's never had to spend it. People have always taken care of him. And so I give him this $100,000 in $1,000 bills. And he goes out to his friends and he says to his friends, you want some paper? You want some? And they look at it and they say, oh, some paper. How nice, you know, because his friends are idiots too. And so they play with it. And then when they're done, they throw it down. They're not interested. And others will come along and find the $1,000 bills and they'll say, wow, what's all this all about? Is that for real? And they'll take it to the bank and say, is this for real? I found this on the street. And the banker will say, yes, indeed, it's for real. You're very fortunate. And you see, I'm happiest when I'm giving. I am not giving because I want an effect. I am not giving because I want something back. I am giving because it's my nature to give. And whatever I have, I share. I may buy something and use it for a while, and then I give it away to somebody else. And maybe they have no use for it. Well, that's their problem. Maybe they have no desire for it. That's their choice. Maybe they don't even want it. They can always give it to somebody else. But, you see, I'm happiest when I'm giving. I am giving all the time. Now, what is the thing that I give the most of, and what is the thing that I give all the time to all the people that I meet and everywhere I go? What is it that I give? Well, in truth, I give myself. I give myself to all the experiences of my life. Every single person I greet, I bless them and I say, I love you. Every single person that I create in my world, I say, you are fabulous, you are wonderful. And every person that exists in my entire universe, even the not nice people, and I say, hey, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see you beautiful. Now, as I persist in doing this, as I have the patience and perseverance to continue on this, to prevail in this, it manifests itself in my life. Because that's all I think, that's all I speak, that's all I know, that's all I am. And if that is all that I am, then that is all that my life is, and all that it ever can be, and all that it ever will be. And it's exciting. It's really exciting. You say, well, some of that sounds like an idiot yourself, you know. What are you talking about other people being idiots? I'm not talking about other people being idiots as a negative thing. I'm talking about that just as a standard of observation in life. That is a happy person. That is a joyous person. That is a rich person. That's a poor person. That's a sick person. That's an idiot, you know. I'm not making a judgment that that's good or bad. I'm just saying that is an appearance that that person is enjoying at the moment. Now, could this idiot really be an Einstein? Oh, yes, quite easily. They say the knife's edge of being an idiot and being a genius are right up there, and you can flop to either side, and you still retain all of you are there. But you see, the thing about an idiot, if I may digress on that for a moment, the thing about an idiot doesn't care. It just does whatever comes through its consciousness and acts upon it. And you say, well, that's not too cool, that's not too proper, that's not too wonderful. Hey, we don't judge. Do you judge the water is hot or the water is cold? You say the water is hot or the water is cold. Now, the moment you put a two in there, you're in trouble. The water is too hot, the water is too cold. For what? Is it too hot to drink? Well, then let it cool down. Is it too cold to drink? Then let it warm up a little. Is the water too cold to swim in? Well, then don't go swimming in the middle of the winter. If the water is too warm to swim in, well, don't go into the hot springs. You know, it's not that the water is bad or good in hot or cold. It's not that anything is bad or good. It is just that when we give without any condition at all, we are the happiest we could ever imagine because we are giving of ourselves as the joy of giving. We're not giving because we want something in return. Now, I am happiest when I'm giving. I walk down the street and I am giving of myself, and I'm singing and I'm dancing along, and I walk my mountain trails here, and I just enjoy it so much. There are days that I'm working on special conditions in my body, and so I walk the mountain trail 12, 16, 18, 20 miles, you know, and I just walk. You say 20 miles you walk? Yeah, up and down the mountain trail. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, it doesn't matter. And I walk and I feel glorious. And the sun embraces me and I feel just so good. And then I check myself over and wow, am I in good condition. And I go in to see the doctor and he says, wow, your BMI is right on the button. And I say, hey, that's nice. And I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my wonderful, eternal, everlasting body. I am fantastic. I am giving of myself to my world, and the appearance that I'm giving to my world is a beautiful me. And for years, we can give a negative us. We can give an us that doesn't really shine forth who we really want to express as. And as long as we do that, we're going to express that. So, let's start doing like I'm doing, if you wish. I am happiest when I'm giving. So, how about you? Are you happy when you're giving? Do you write a letter to a friend and say, hi, you're great, you're super, I like you? Or do we write a letter to a friend, you know, I heard that you did something bad the other day and you really ought to shape up and get your act in order. That's none of our business. Did you write to that person when you heard they did something good? No, you took it for granted. Write to people who do something good. Say, hey, I just heard that you found a robin in your backyard, and you picked it up, and you nursed it back to health, and you put it back on its nest or up on a branch or wherever, where it wouldn't be offended by the dogs or the cats or whatever. And that robin is back in business again. And that robin lands on your windowsill every morning and says, hey, I remember you. You gave my life back to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And off he flies. And then if we're not paying attention because we're sitting there drinking our coffee or eating our breakfast, he'll tap on the window and say, hey, 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 remember me? I'm that guy that you love so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And on he goes. You say, birds don't do that. They do it in my world. They do it in my world, not because I need it, because I just love to give. And I'm part of the giving. And when I give and other people receive, they want to give too. They want to share their love however they can, with whomever they can, in any beautiful way that they can. And isn't that a wonderful thing? You see, as an absolute philosopher, I live on all levels of consciousness. I live on all levels of awareness. I live on all levels of beingness. And I am not possessed by any level. I am not possessed by the attitude that prevails on any level, because I am living on all levels. And so, when I see a bird, and I know that it is supposed to be flying, I see it flying. When I see a bird, and it is on the hummingbird feeder outside of our window, I see it sitting there drinking its fill. And other hummingbirds coming around, standing by the other little feeders, and there's maybe six feeders on our feeder, and they have a glob fest. They say, "Well, how was your morning?" "Oh, just fine." And glub, 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 glub. "And how's your morning?" "Oh, just wonderful. You know, I was flying around and watching the rabbits on the lawn, and the rabbits were nibbling away at the grass, but we've got the best of all. We've got this sweet honeyed water, this sweet sugared water here, and wow, isn't that great?" And then we go after those flowers that are in the manzanita bushes and in the buckwheat and all the other things, and wow, what a good life we lead. And you see, that's what I see. I see a world filled with wonderful beings who are happiest when they're giving, and I am always giving them my love, my thought of joy, my thought of peace, my thought of wisdom, my thought of magnificence, just for them. Now, if I am happiest when I'm giving, just imagine if the whole world were happiest when they were giving, there would be no conflict anywhere in the world, because everyone would be giving, and everyone would not be trying to outgive each other, but they would just give of whatever it was that was their nature to give. If they were happy people, they'd give happiness. If they were joyous people, they'd give their joy. If they were wealthy people, they'd give their wealth. If they were healthy people, they'd give their health. Health? How do you give health? Well, if you see health everywhere, you're healthy. And if you are healthy, you see health everywhere. And if you see health everywhere, then you look at every person, you walk through the hospital wards, you say, "Hi, you healthy people. Hi, you wonderful people. You're fantastic. I see you wonderful and glorious." And then as you walk out, they sit up in bed and they say, "What am I here for? I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful." And they get up and they walk out the hospital. And they have those tie-on aprons that they have in the front, and they have the open in the back, and like it's just fantastic. They just walk out there and their little backsides are showing, and who cares, you know? And they go home, and they come walking in the house, and the family says, "Why, Dad, what are you doing here?" And they said, "Well, I don't know. Some guy walked through the hospital and he says, 'I'm home perfect, home perfect. I'm healthy, you're healthy, all the world is healthy, and I just got up and came home because I'm healthy.' But Dad, they said, hey, don't go bringing up the past. I live in the now, in the present. I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy. But Dad, hey, come on, join with me and think about my health. Look, sweetheart, you're healthy." "Yes, Dad, but I'm only 30 years old." "But Dad, you're 80 years old." "But hey, who cares, Mom? No, I'm healthy. Now, look at my little pigeon here. For a while there, he was sick, and he's 7 years old, and he had the flu, and he had something almighty gosh about him. And I said, 'You're healthy, son, you're healthy.' And he looked at me and he said, 'Grandpa, I know I'm healthy.' And so he got up out of his bed, and he went out to play, and you merely knocked him down." "You can't do that. You're not, you're, Mama, he's healthy." Walk through the hospital ward with your healthy attitude and leave in your wake all the healthy people. What a wonderful way to give. I love it, I love it, I love it. I'm happiest when I'm giving. How about you? Join me on this wonderful, magical tour of giving and being so happy that life could never be more beautiful than it is today, we think. Just give, give, give. And as you give, 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 life just flows in however you give. I love you. I love you. I love you.